Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you a story from the book Life and Hope Renewed, entitled Light Returns to a Glaucoma Sufferer's Life, by Yi Chun from Taiwan.
Light Returns to a Glaucoma Sufferer's Life, by Yi Chun from Taiwan, February 2002. There is a practitioner at our practice site who said that before she began cultivating more than 10 years ago, she had been noticing something strange on everyone's faces. Why were there black blobs on everyone's noses? Gradually, her eyes became more and more uncomfortable. In 1987, she began seeing an ophthalmologist and was prescribed eye drops on a regular basis. However, after using the eye drops for a long period of time, her vision did not get any better. Instead, the pressure in her eyes continued to build, and her vision gradually deteriorated and became blurrier. In early 1990, her glaucoma caused complications with the iris, and the symptoms became very evident. In the end, she sought a cure from top doctors who specialize in glaucoma at the prestigious National Taiwan University Hospital in Taiwan. At that time, her eye pressure would often elevate to a level that frightened her. The doctors told her that an excessively high eye pressure would result in vision loss, so she had no choice but to regularly go to National Taiwan University Hospital at 4 a.m. to stand in line to see the doctor. During each visit, she would have a few words with the doctor and then go for an intravenous injection, IV. Often the entire day would go by just like that, and the IVs didn't relieve the eye pressure. In 1995, her ophthalmologist finally told her that with her condition, her vision would deteriorate and gradually she would lose it. The doctor wanted her to be prepared for the worst. The doctor suggested that she undergo surgery but made it clear that there was only a 30% chance of not losing her vision, and the chance for a full recovery was even lower. Due to her fear of the surgery, the pessimistic prognosis, and various other reasons, she delayed making a decision. The days went by amidst despair and the fear of losing her eyesight. Later on, her friends introduced her to Falun Gong. In September 1997, she attended a 9-day Falun Dafa seminar. In the beginning, she took turns practicing the exercises at various practice sites and often took advantage of the time she stood in line at the hospital to rejoin Falun. As time passed, she thought, "Why is it that every time I go to the hospital for the test, the eye pressure level still hasn't dropped? The amount of medication I use hasn't decreased, and my vision has not improved either." This situation lasted until 1999, when she became determined and thought, "I've been visiting the hospital for so long, and my eyes haven't improved. Even if I underwent the surgery, the rate of success would be very low. Besides, the doctor has said that I would gradually lose my eyesight, so I might as well use the remaining time that I have to truly cultivate and study the Fa, Law and Principle." Soon after she had that spontaneous thought to cultivate DAFA more diligently, a practice site was established in a park near her home. She attended the group practice sessions every morning. Even though her vision was blurred, she still attended various Fa study sessions all over town. With much difficulty, she read every word and every sentence in Zhuan Falun along with the others. Little by little, the high pressure in her eyes was no longer felt, so she stopped going to the hospital. What's more, although her eyes would normally feel tired after looking at things for a period of time on the streets, she was able to read DAFA books very clearly. Especially during group Fa studies, she was able to read with the others for several hours. Even after studying for the entire day, her eyes did not feel tired. Fellow practitioners jokingly said to her, "Teacher wants you to study the Fa more, so no matter how long you study, your eyes won't get tired." To non-practitioners, this was indeed very strange. A person with glaucoma, who had been informed by a top ophthalmologist that she was about to lose her vision, was actually fine after 2 years without going to the hospital. Most people's eyes would ache after reading for a whole day, and yet, her eyes didn't. Why did all the changes happen after her spontaneous thought to be determined in cultivating DAFA? These answers are very clear to DAFA disciples. Last year, her daughter, who's not a practitioner, was worried about her not having visited the hospital for so long and insisted that she go for a checkup. She could not ignore her daughter's concerns, so she went to the hospital for the tests. The doctor, who had thought she had been using medication to control the symptoms, told her that the medication had been useful in controlling her eye pressure. The doctor advised her not to stop taking the medication. She smiled. The truth was that it had been 2 years since she had taken any form of medication, and she hadn't needed the IVs. All of these benefits came from practicing Falun Dafa. Having personally experienced the results of cultivating Falun Dafa, she helped guide her husband to start cultivating Falun Dafa last year. When seeing the way she diligently reads Dafa books with everyone, very few people would believe that she is 65 years old and had almost lost her eyesight due to glaucoma.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.